What are the mechanisms of action of Herceptin and of various chemotherapeutic agents that sort of lead into this model?
Well, for Herceptin, there are at least two mechanisms that we think are important in humans, and it's been very difficult to actually ascertain this with good data from patients being treated. As you might imagine, it's hard to do serial biopsies on patients and to analyze them. But we know that from other laboratory studies that there seem to be two main effects. One is that it interferes with the downstream signaling of HER2. HER2 creates both a cell survival and a proliferation signal, among many other things, and clearly Herceptin modulates that signal in some way. Now, another mechanism may be the immune effect. So the other part of the Herceptin antibody, called the Fc portion, which is not the part that binds to the antigen, but the part that's free, that section of any antibody interacts with the immune system, particularly T effector cells that lead to antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity and the fixation of complement. So it may be that immune mechanism that is also important. So when someone develops clinical resistance to Herceptin, what's really going on? We really don't know this. The P10 loss that has arisen from the lab and seems to be operative, at least in a small series, needs to be confirmed, but we honestly don't know what the direct mechanisms are, nor how this would support the actions of different chemotherapies. Now, chemotherapies, on the other hand, have their distinct mechanisms of action as well, and very little is known about the synergy between chemotherapy. There's one drug, platinum, which has been looked at extensively by Dennis Slamon and Mark Pegram at UCLA, and they have some evidence to support the fact that the DNA repair process, which is required, of course, to overcome treatment with platinum, may be altered with Herceptin such that cells are rendered more sensitive to platinum.
I interviewed Jenny Chang for this series, and of course, she talked about the work that she first presented at December 2003 San Antonio meeting, looking at neoadjuvant trastuzumab in women with locally advanced breast cancer. Paper's just been published, but talking about not just the clinical response, which was pretty interesting, but also mechanism of action, specifically stimulation of apoptosis. What were your thoughts about that?
Well, she showed that the fraction of apoptotic cells was a little higher, not much, but a tiny bit higher, in patients that responded versus patients that didn't. And if you look overall at the induction of apoptosis, it was statistically significantly different from pre to post-treatment. So this is interesting in that we had previously thought that Herceptin may be more of a cytostatic agent. It appears from this study, at least to a small degree, that it induces apoptosis. And that sort of makes clinical sense. I mean, after all, we do see clinical regressions. We see sometimes very dramatic improvement on scan. So it doesn't surprise me that we're seeing some apoptosis. But there's also an effect on proliferation that she showed. That goes down as well. I'm looking forward to more data from her lab where she is going to characterize the tissue much more extensively at the genomic level, at the gene expression level, and at the protein level. So I think we'll be getting more information on that.
And which chemotherapeutic agents also stimulate apoptosis?
Most chemotherapy agents stimulate apoptosis. Doxorubicin does, paclitaxel does. In contrast, hormonal agents don't seem to induce it to a great degree.
And what is the mechanism of the stimulation of apoptosis? Sort of what's the pathway, and how does chemotherapeutic agent or Herceptin stimulate it?
Well, apoptosis, or programmed cell death as it's known, is actually a very ubiquitous mechanism. All cells need to undergo apoptosis at the right time. So there are many different things that can trigger apoptosis, some of which are physiologic and some are external stimuli. So, for example, lymphocytes are programmed to die after they have responded to an infection, and they self-induce a program of apoptosis. Apoptosis can be triggered by two main mechanisms. One is through a set of receptors called death receptors. The tumor necrosis factor alpha receptor is an example of this one.
And where are they?
Tumor necrosis factor alpha is actually expressed on most cells, particularly immune cells.
What part of the cell?
It's on the cell membrane, so these are transmembrane receptors. And they activate a series of downstream steps that ultimately results in the elaboration of a set of proteins called caspases, which induce breakdown of DNA and of cytoskeletal products and protein products, and basically lead to the disintegration of the cell. Now, another pathway, also called the intrinsic pathway, is mediated through the mitochondrion, and release of mitochondrial contents then also induce the caspase system. And it's probably through the mitochondrial pathway that many chemotherapies act in inducing apoptosis. Radiation also induces apoptosis. In some cases, any internal injury to the cell, like a gene mutation, may induce apoptosis as well through P53. So there are many roads to apoptosis. And of course, it's a great interest to stimulate apoptosis so that it'll synergize with chemotherapy. And there are some of these death receptors that seem to be preferentially expressed on tumor cells. So there's a lot of interest in targeting these receptors. One of them is called APO2, also known as the TRAIL receptor. A lot of the work we're doing in our lab, we're trying to complement that with clinical work. So we're interested in looking at serial tumor biopsies on patients that are initially sensitive and then develop resistance to not only conventional therapies, but also targeted therapies. And what we hope to do is, number one, simply develop profiles that predict response and resistance. And many groups are doing this, and it appears that this will lead to some successes at least. But we actually want to go beyond that. We want to identify individual targets that may be amenable to pharmacologic maneuvering. So, for example, if we find a genetic marker that is associated with resistance, we would like to see if we can knock it down using some of the newer techniques of so-called gene knockdown. And then if that reverts sensitive cells to resistance from cell line models, then these would be targets that one may want to develop a drug against, such as a small molecule or an antibody.